the inconsistency is not this. Okay, if you're saying that Rondo is a very good player and that's how you're going
to judge Rajon,
right. If you say Rondo is a very good player and that's how you're going to judge Rajon Rondo, I have no problem with the way Rajon Rondo plays. However, if you want Rondo to be one of the top five players in the NBA, and I think he can easily be in the top 10. Easy. He is one of the few guys who can take over every single game. And the way he takes over the game is completely different than, say, a LeBron James or a Carmelo Anthony. That is the thing that we're talking about when we're talking about the inconsistency of Rajon Rondo, is that we want that top 10, top 5 player every single night. And that is what irks Boston fans. Because they
Let me ask you a question. And that's a great point. Let me ask you a question. John Stockton, would you consider him a guy who could take a game over?
Yes, I would consider, because Stockton could control both the defensive end as well as the offensive end, especially with how well he worked with Malone.
Okay. The only difference that I see between John Stockton and Rajon Rondo is Karl Malone. It's the only difference I see. Rondo's pace is one that lends people to think, it lends the inconsistency, he can't shoot, he can't do this. The only difference I see in the game, especially at this stage in their career, is not having a Karl Malone, a bona fide finisher who can take players into the paint and get you an opportunity to take 10 to 12 wide open jump shots. John Stockton is a career 50% shooter. He averages about 10 shots a game. Rondo probably averages, I want to say, 6 or 7. Tommy can check that out. But he has nobody to give him the open shots and the open looks and the open layups. Everything has to be created for him by himself. That's why you think he's inconsistent. You get him that bona fide finisher like Chris Paul has or has always had, I think you'll get a better Rondo. I think you'll get the Rondo that you're looking for.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll absolutely take that. I will definitely take that to the bank. And I like the fact that you're mentioning Rondo's inconsistency in comparison with other players on his team. Though one of the less talked about guys on the Celtics is Brandon Bass. When Brandon Bass is knocking down his 12 to 16 foot jump shots, the Celtics, as funny as it sounds, are almost unbeatable. Because that's the guy always open. You try to shut down KG, and KG is going to knock down his jumpers. He's going to get in the paint and do his turnaround shot from about 2 feet outside the block. But when Brandon Bass is hitting those 12 to 16 foot jumpers, you can't guard all five guys on the Celtics. It's that simple. Yeah. And so I think you have a very strong point there where the inconsistencies are coming through it. Kwame? Thank you for calling in, man. We're about 1 minute away from the break, and then we've got Jerry Thornton on the other end. But thank you for calling in. Definitely a good thing on a home and away 76ers series to get some Philadelphia talk in there. So thank you for calling in.
My pleasure, guys. Great show, and continued success.
All right. Thank you very much. All right, folks. Like I said, we've got about 1 minute until our next break. Jerry Thornton from Boston Barstool Sports will be calling in at some point. He said to give him a little bit of time as he had to go to Mass this morning, probably praying over the defeat of Manti Te'o in the Heisman race and probably also getting a few Hail Marys in for the upcoming Notre Dame versus Alabama. There's some type of football game at some point in the distant future, I believe. Right. Yeah. Okay. But for now, you're listening to the Hangover Wake Up on WGAM, The Game.